morning. Thank you very much for joining. Today's daf is daf hey. We are in the middle of the discussion of Baal Ta'acher. There is a prohibition in the Torah. Whenever a person has a carbon obligation, and we saw in the Braisa, it's extended even to a tzedakah obligation, that you have to do it within a reasonable time frame. Baal Ta'acher L'Shalmo. Don't be late in paying it. Don't be late in fulfilling it. So if a person promised that he's going to donate shlamim to the Beit HaMikdash, he has to do it in a timely way. Now it's interesting the way it actually plays out, in that the very first holiday, he should do it by the first holiday. That's the mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh is, if I promise to give a shlamim, let's say now, so Pesach time, at least by Pesach time, I should be offering the shlamim. If I didn't offer it and Pesach went by, I would be in violation of the aseh, of the positive mitzvah, v'uvasa shama v'avesim shama. But now let's say one is in violation of the aseh, the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher L'Shalmo, don't you dare be late in fulfilling it. At what point does one violate the prohibition? So that we actually saw yesterday, five different opinions. At one point you violate the prohibition. According to Rabbi Meir, you violate the prohibition once you violated the assay. Because if you were supposed to do it now, and you didn't do it now, that means you were late. But then we saw Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, two festivals go by. Tana Kama said, when three festivals go by. Rabbi Shimon says, when three festivals in their order go by, which is the view of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon's son, Rabbi Shimon said, it's when Sukkos goes by. If Sukkos went by and he still hasn't fulfilled his obligation, then he's in a violation of Baal Ta'achim. So we saw yesterday that what's the source? What's the source to say it's three festivals, or to say it's three festivals in their order, or to say it's Sukkos? So we saw that's because the Pasuk says about Aliyah L'Regel, Shalosh pamim bashana yeira'eh kol zechurcha es pnei Hashem b'chag hamatzos b'chag hasuko shalosh pamim bashana yeira'eh kol zechurcha es pnei Hashem elokecha b'makom asher tibchar b'chag hamatzos b'chag hashavuos b'chag hasukos v'lo yeira'eh es pnei Hashem reikam. So the verse had said, this verse says, three times a year all your males shall see the face of Hashem their God, Hashem your God, in the place that he chooses, on the holiday of Matzos, the holiday of Shavuos, the holiday of Sukkos. So the Gemara pointed out that the context already was talking about the holidays. You had the Pasuk Eschag, Shamor Eschodesh Aviv, right? Remember, preserve the springtime and Pesach. So the context was already talking about holidays. And now again, the Torah mentions all the holidays by name. It could have just said, three times a year, show up in Yerushalayim. Why did it say, three times a year, show up in Yerushalayim, and that book, what are those three times? Chagah Matzos, Chagah Shavuos, Chagah Sukkos. So that repetition is for a lesson. According to one opinion, it's to say, you only violate this law once the three festivals go by. The other one says, well, they didn't have to mention Sukkos, because that was really what it was talking about right now. So it's to say you only violate the law if the three festivals go by in their order. And the third derivation of this verse was, since it mentioned Sukkos, which wasn't necessary, it's to say you only violate the law once Sukkos goes by. So we saw that those were three explanations of the verse. What about the other two Tanaim? The view that says you violate the law with only one festival going by, or the view that says you violate the law with two festivals going by. So those views are not interpreting this verse, because they have other sources, either Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama, or from the verse that says that Eila Tasu Lashem B'Moadechem. So the Gemara says, if you interpret, if you're not using this verse to tell you about Baal Ta'acher, you're using this verse of Shalosh Pamim Bashana to teach you about Tashlumin for Shavuos, the makeup for the offering of the Olas Re'iyah and Shalmin Chagiga on Shavuos. Now on Sukkos you have a total of seven days after the first day, a total of 8 days for the makeup. On Pesach, you have 7 days for the makeup, total. What about Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day of a holiday. So that's what the Pasuk is saying, the fact that it says Shavuos next to Chag HaMatzos, and next to Chag HaSukkos, is to say it's compared to them. And Shavuos also has a makeup, and the makeup of Shavuos is going to be like Pesach, because you'd rather take that which is less than that which is more. If you have a choice between less and more, be safe, take the less, don't take more. Okay, please, a question.
So, in abbreviation, when they do, let's say, someone wants to do Shlomim, so you have, they give you three choices, three chances to do it, you know.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, for the violation of the law, a person has multiple chances, right?
Okay, so. Now what happens if he cannot make it, and he pays cash for it? Can
you
do that, or he has to be
korban? You know, it probably depends on what he said, but if he said, on me is incumbent to shlamim, and then he gave money to a shaliach, to a messenger, and that messenger went and bought a shlam for him, I think that would work. That would fulfill his vow, yeah.
Himself, he doesn't have to be in
Beit
HaMikdash.
That's correct. For the shlamim, that's true, but... Well, he can have a representative. He can have a shaliach, but he has to be there. Shlamim has smicha. That's true. Right.
You gotta watch what you say, though. You can't promise.
He has to be there anyway for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel.
Physically, he has to be there.
Yeah, everybody has to be there for the three festivals.
How about if he can't make it? Shaliach?
Well, if he can't, then he can't. If he can't, he can't. It's out of his control.
We'll be a fighter for that one.
How's
it thinking
about him? To be out of his control. He's out of his control. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, now on the bottom of Dalamud B's, Ela lemai hilchasa kasri rahmana l'chagasukos. So what law, for the sake of what law, did the Torah write the words Chag HaSukkos, right? The point is that Shavuos is compared to Pesach, that there's a total of six days after Shavuos for the makeup of Shavuos. So why was Sukkos mentioned? So the answer is the Gemara, on the very bottom now, Dalam and Beis, La'akushe l'chag HaMatzos. Sukkos was mentioned to compare Sukkos and to derive something to Sukkos from Pesach, from Chag HaMatzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos ta'un lina. On Pesach, there's a special law. The person who's Ola Regel, and he brings his Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he needs to sleep over in Yerushalayim on Motza'e Yom Tov Rishon. So he's there for the 14th to bring the Karban Pesach. He has to sleep in Yerushalayim that night. And then the next day is the 15th. He's in Yerushalayim. The night of the 15th, the night after the 15th, he also has to sleep there. And then only, he can't even sleep out of Yerushalayim. Let's say he wants to go to Neve Yaakov. He wants to go to some neighborhood outside of Yerushalayim, next to Yerushalayim. Even within the Tchum, he wouldn't be allowed to do so. He has to sleep within the walls of Yerushalayim. That's a special law about Pesach, that on Motza'e Yom Tov Rishon, on the end of Yom Tov, the night after Yom Tov, you have to sleep in Yerushalayim. Af Chag HaSukkos Ta'um Lina. Now, the fact that in the same Pasuk, Sukkos is mentioned, teaches you that on Sukkos also, there's an obligation to sleep over. That after the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkos, that night, there's an obligation to sleep over in Yerushalayim. V'hasamina, says the Gemara, where did the Torah say that on Pesach, on Chag HaMatzos, there's an obligation to sleep in Yerushalayim after the first day, then on that first night, on Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon? It's the Gemara Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ufanisa Baboker, and you will turn in the morning and go back home. So saying you can't go home at night, you have to go home in the morning. Now, that can't be referring to the 15th. On the 15th, you can't go home in the morning, because on the 15th, it's Yom Tov, and you can't travel out of the Tchum, you can't go home. So what is it referring to? It must be it's referring to the day after Yom Tov. It means that on Motzai Yom Tov, you have to sleep over. Now, one second. Tana Kama, who said that you learned from these three words, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, that you violate Baal Ta'achar and the holidays go over you and you didn't fulfill your obligation. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that from these words, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, you learned that it has to be in their order for you to violate Baal Ta'achar. Reb Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that you learn from the fact that it says Chag HaSukkos unnecessarily, that it's only violating Sukkos where you violate Baal Ta'acher. So Tashlum, where you pass through Sukkos that you violate Baal Ta'acher. Tashlum in La'atzeres min Alahu. How do they know the idea that there is a Tashlum? Actually, Rashi says it's not a question of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, I'm learning from the word Chag HaSukkos, so you could learn this out. Okay, so according to Rabbi Shimon, Tashlum and La'atzeres min Alahu. How do they know that on Shavuos you have makeup days? And if you didn't bring your Olas Re'iyah and Shal Mechagig on the first day, which is the only day of Yom Tov, you can make it, bring it up on the other days. Answer the Gemara, and Afkulu, they learn it out. Miditani Rabba Bar Shmuel, from the lesson that Rabba Bar Shmuel taught. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught. Amra Torah, the Torah says, Mane Yamim the Kadesh Chodesh. The Torah says, count days, and after you count days, one of those units that you're counting make into a holy day, into Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, Kadesh Chodesh, make the Rosh Chodesh holy through bringing the special karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. So just like when we think about the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, it's one of the units that were counted, the days were counted, and one of those units is what is made holy. So too, the Torah says, Mane Yamim v'kadesh atzeres. The Torah is saying, count days, and then you make one of the days that you've counted holy, right? Tisbru chamishim yom, you count 50 days. So, Ma Chodesh l'minu yav, just like the unit that's holy in a Rosh Chodesh is the unit that was counted, Afatzeres Liminu Yav, so too, Shavuos, the unit that is made holy after the count, is the unit that was being counted, which is a whole week, because the Torah said, Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach. The Torah doesn't only say Tisbru Chamishim Yom, it also says Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, count 7 weeks. When we're counting Sfiras HaOmer, we say, if it's the eighth day, Hayom Shmona Yom LaOmer, Shem Shavua Chav Yom Echa LaOmer. So, count the unit that you're counting, a whole week is what you make holy. So that means that you have to have a whole week that is holy. Ask the Gemara. 1 second. Ematzeres Chad Yom. Maybe Shavuos is only one day because it says Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So only one unit, the days are what are being counted. So a day is holy. So you only have one day to bring the karbanos. Amarav Rava answered. Atu Atzeres Yomi Meninan Shavui Lo Meninan. On Shavuos, do we only count days and not weeks? But haven't we learned? Mitzvah l'mimni yomi, u mitzvah l'mimni shvui. There's a mitzvah to count days, there's also a mitzvah to count weeks. And another proof that it's all about weeks. Chag Shavuos Ksiv. It's called the holiday of weeks. So clearly the weeks that were being counted matter. So therefore, how do we know that you have multiple days to bring the karbanos? Because Shavuos is supposed to be for a week. The whole week is supposed to be made holy. You counted 7 weeks, and now the next week is holy. So that means you have to, how is that holiness expressed? That holiness is expressed in the fact that you can bring the karbanos of the Olas Re'iyah, Shal Mechagigah. You didn't bring it on the first day, you can bring it the next 6 days. You have a whole week, which is holy. Yeah, those who would not say Tachanun are because exactly of this, right?
Because
they did Rosh Chodesh. They did Karbanos on Rosh Chodesh.
So they cannot extend the Shalosh Raglayim, can they do it on the road?
Yeah, you can bring it earlier, yeah, for sure. The earlier the better. But people weren't necessarily there. There was no mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim for Rosh Chodesh. There's a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim for Pesach, for Shavuos, for Sukkos. So then, once there's a mitzvah to be there, then certainly there's an obligation to bring that.
Well, I was wondering, was here, I guess that should have been used to sit after Sukkot.
Yes.
As far as you know, so I guess maybe it has to do, I mean, it should be like this, like Shavuos, to go to like this.
Well, this is based on Tashlumin. There's no Tashlumin after Shmini Atzeres.
I think they're after the because most of them, well, the majority of the month was in Kedusha. I think that's the reason. Yeah, all of the dishes are in Kedusha. That's what's funny.
Right. Ask the Gemara, Pesach bar mikrav birgalim hu? Now, one of the things that were mentioned in the Braisa earlier that you could violate Baal Ta'acher for was Karban Pesach. The Braisa said, a Neder, an Erech, a Cherem, a Hekdesh, a Peya, Leket, Shikha. One of the other things that mentioned was Karban Pesach. So that's what I understand. What do you mean Pesach that you'd have, let's say, according to the Tanakhama, if three festivals went by without you bringing your Karban Pesach, you violate Baal Ta'acher. Pesach, can you be bringing it on holidays? Pesach zimna kviyole. Pesach has a set time, namely Erev Pesach. See, akrave. If you brought it on the set time, good. Below akrave, if you didn't bring it on the set time, let's say you had your Karban Pesach and you didn't bring it when you're supposed to. That's it, itchile. Now it was rejected. You can't bring it anymore, so there wouldn't be Baal Ta'acher with the next festival. The Baal Ta'acher would be immediate because it's rejected. Amr Rav Chisda said, Pesach de Nasba. Pesach was mentioned because karbanos were listed. So this karbon is also listed, but really, it's not true. The other karbanos, three festivals go by for you to violate it. With Pesach, it's once Erev Pesach went by, and you didn't bring your karbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. Now you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher, having been late with the karbon. Rav Sheshes said a different explanation. My Pesach, what does it mean, Pesach? It's mentioned in the Braisa. What it's referring to is Shalmei Pesach. A Shlamim that resulted from the Karban Pesach. Rashi explains. Let's say you separated an animal. You said, this is going to be my Karban Pesach. And then it got lost. Now it's Erev Pesach, and you're missing your Karban Pesach. So you're desperate to bring Karban Pesach. It's a mitzvah. Karban Pesach, the Seder. So now you joined another Karban Pesach, and that worked for you. Then you find your original Karban Pesach on Chol HaMoed. So the law is that this animal that had been a Karban Pesach, it wasn't really pushed aside because it wasn't like it was there and you didn't bring it. It was out of, you couldn't get access to it, it was lost. So this, and your obligation was done with another animal, this animal now becomes a Shlamim. Now it's a Shlamim. The Karban Pesach is very similar to the Shlamim. So, same way of giving the blood. The owner gets to eat most of the meat. So now it became a Shlamim. So the Shlamim Abayim Machmas Pesach, the Shlamim that come from a Karban Pesach, that's where you'd have this law, Shalosh Regalim, the same way every Shlamim has the law of three festivals. Now this Shlamim also, three festivals, you're not violating Baal Ta'acher until Shavuos and Sukkot passed, and you still didn't bring this Shlamim, which had once been a Pesach.
This is the lost animal.
Correct. The animal that had been a Pesach, it was consecrated as a Pesach, then it got lost, something else was brought in its place, now it was refound, and it's unblemished, now it becomes a Shlamim. So this Shlamim is where you have Baal Ta'acher on. Says the Gemara further, the Tana of the Braisa, is teaching you, Shlamim Abayim Machmas Atzman, a Shlamim that are on their own, something that was made into a Shlamim, as well as this case of Shlamim, which had been a Pesach and now became a Shlamim. So Akadai Tachamina would have thought to say, Holumachos Pesach Kasu, since the Shlamim had been a Pesach, and out of Pesach they became Shlamim. So they came from the Pesach. So I would have thought to say, since they came from the Pesach, now turn it to Hamid Beis, Kip Pesach Damu. They should be treated like a Karban Pesach. Because they were a Karban Pesach that became a Shlamim. So they should have the law of Pesach. And what do we just say? We say with Pesach, if you have a Karban Pesach and you don't bring it on Erev Pesach, so now it's Dachuy. It's pushed off. And because it's pushed off, that's Baal Ta'acha right away. Baal Ta'acha would be right away. You were late with it. Don't be late with it. You were late with it. So you might think that the Shlamim that comes from a Pesach also gets the status of a Pesach. Kamash Malan, so that's the Chiddush that not so. Chiddush that's not so, that the Shlamim that come from a Pesach now have the status of Shlamim. And therefore you need to be festivals till there is a violation. Ask the Gemara, Minani Nili. How do we know this? How do we know this Brisa? How do we know this Brisa's law that all these different things have Baal Ta'acher? That a Neder, an Erech, a Cherem, a Hekdesh, Leket, Shikcha, Peah, Tzedaka, Pesach. How do we know that all these different things are included in the rule of Baal Ta'acher, where the Torah says, don't be late in fulfilling your obligations. Again, the verse is where the Torah says, Kisidor Neder LaHashem Elokecha, when you make a vow to Hashem your God, Lo Sa'acher LeShalmo, don't be late in paying it off, because God your Lord will demand it from you. There'll be a new sin if you're late in paying it off. So how do we know that this phrase, Torah's verse, which only says, Kisidor Neder LaHashem Elokecha, is referring to all these things? Yeah, is he a question? Yes. Oh. I don't think he can. Well, you can't always bring Pesach Sheni, right? You'd have to have been Tamei or Derech Rechoka to be able to bring Pesach Sheni. Somebody who's Poshea is not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni if he's negligent and chooses not to do it. So again, you know, immediately, how do we know the rules of the Brisa that all these different things, you have to do it on time, and if you delayed either three festivals in their order, or two festivals, or one festival, or sukkahs, it is a violation of Baal Ta'acher. Answers the Gemara. Answers the Brisa. The Tanna Rabbanan lived in a Brisa. The pasuk began with Kisidor Neder, when you will make a vow. So in the Ela Neder, I would have thought that that's a reference to obligations that are neder obligations. Famous Mishnah, Masechet Megillah, the Mishnah explains, if a person says, Hare alai karban, on me is incumbent an obligation to bring a shlamim or a ola. So that the obligation is on him. If he then takes an animal, says, okay, this is fulfilling that obligation, and then that animal dies, he has to replace it, because the obligation is on him. But if he said, Hare zu karban, this animal is the karban, I'm dedicating this animal, that's a nedava. A nedava, if it dies, he doesn't replace it. The Ran explains in the Sechah Nedarim, in a certain way, a nedava is holier than a neder. Because a nedava, right away, you've dedicated it. So you've shown what you're giving to God. Whereas with the ola, who knows, are you going to bring a nice thing, a not such nice thing, it's on you. So it's not as holy, it's not as special. So again, if the verse had just said, Kisidor Neder, in the Ela Neder, I would think only those Karbanos that were through a neder obligation, where a person said, on me is incumbent. Nedava minayin, how do we know that when a person says, this animal is the karban, that was what he said initially. And know that there too there's a law of Baal Ta'achim. The answer is ne'emar ka neder. It says over here, kisidor neder. It says the word neder. Ne'emar lahalon, and we have it a verse later. The verse says, back in Parshas Tzav, v'im neder, O nedava zevach karbano, b'yom akivo esivcho yeochel mimacharas, v'anoser mimenu yeochel. The verse says, if he has a neder or a nedava, so it says, v'im neder o nedava, So Malahalam, so just like over there, Nedava Ima, when it said Neder, it's giving Nedava the same law, the same obligation. Afkan, so to hear where it says Kisidor Neder, it really means Neder or Nedava, Nedava Ima. Nedava has the same law. Okay, then the verse says here, Kisidor Neder, La Hashem Elokecha. So that's extra. Why did it say to Hashem your God? So La Hashem Elokecha is to say the following. Things that are belonging only to God. Elu Hadamim. If a guy says, my value I'm going to give to Hektish. So now his value, whatever he would go for on a slave market, he has to pay to Hektish. It becomes Kadosh with Kedushas Berek HaBayis. It's holy to the temple trust and it's used to repair the floors and the walls and all those things. So if he said, that's La Hashem Elokecha, it's to God your Lord. Harachim, if a guy said, I'm giving the Erech of myself or the Erech of another person. Now, Harachim we had at the end of Sefer Vayikra, the Torah lists that there are all sorts of set values. A guy who is, if you gave the Erech of a person from the age of 5 to 20, so it's 20 shekel. If the Erech of someone from the age of 20 to 50, it's 50 shekel. All these arachim that are set, set values. I'm sorry, 5 shekel is 5 shekel. All depends on the set values, the arachim. So again, that's money going to a kabayis. That's La Hashem Elokecha. It belongs to God, your Lord. You get no benefit from it. V'acharamim, if somebody said, this property of mine is a cherim gavoa, it's dedicated to temple trust. Totally belongs to temple trust. Again, belongs only to Hashem, your God. Vakdeshos, or any other type of consecration. Then the verse goes on to say, right, so since it says Kisidor Neder, that refers to both Neder and Nedava, because we find elsewhere it says Neder with Nedava. Once it says La Hashem Elokecha, it's referring to all types of consecrations. So that refers to Damiolai, Erkiolai, Zeb Muhram Lagavoa, Davar Zelahekdesh. And then when it says, Lo sacher l'shalmo. In the verse, Kisidor Neder l'Hashem Elokecha, when it says Lo sacher l'shalmo, that's saying Lo sacher l'shalmo. Don't be late to pay it. Who? Don't be late to pay it. Lo chilufav. But whatever was exchanged for it does not have baal ta'acher. There's no baal ta'acher in what was exchanged for the item. Then the verse says Kidarosh yidrishenu. For Hashem, your God, is going to demand it. Elu, that's a reference to other karbanos, achatas, a guy who violated Shabbos, forgetting the day was Shabbos. So Hashem demands from him achatas. Ashamos, a person who ate from Beit HaMikdash property, me'ila, Hashem demands from him a karban asham. Olos, sometimes Hashem demands a karban olo, like an olas re'iyah. Shlamim, shalmei chagiga, these are obligations. It's not a net, it's not a donation. These are obligations. Rashi says, in Darosh Yidrashenu, it's also including Bechor, firstborn animal that has to be given as a karban, Maser Behema, karban Pesach. These are obligations. So that includes all the obligations. Then it says again, Darosh Yidrashenu Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. In fact, it said Hashem your God. We know that Hashem is the one who's demanding. Why did it say Hashem your God? Hashem Elokecha. Elu tzedakos. That's to include tzedakah. Rashi says tzedakah is hinted through the name of Hashem Yud Hei Vav Hei, because that's the name of Hashem that's used in regards to tzedakah. When the pasuk says Lochati Yet Tzedakah Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And Maestros. And that's a reference also to Maaser. The 10%, let's say, Maaser Sheni, it says over there too, V'ahad l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, Maaser D'gancha. And Bechor. Bechor is included. Actually, some take out the word Bechor. Rashi takes out the word Bechor. Then when the Torah says, Kidaroshi Deshen Hashem Elokecha Me'imach, from you, Zelek Echikopeya. That's a reference to the kernel, the stalks that fall while harvesting, the wheat that you forgot while harvesting, the corner of the field, because in all of those mitzvos of matnos aniyim, gifts to the poor, the Torah says, esa ani imach, the poor person who's with you. So, me imach is to include the mitzvah that has the word imach, and to say there also there is bal ta'achim. And the verse says, v'ayah v'chachet, and there will be in you a sin, that teaches you a new, another law. If you violate bal ta'acher, that's a problem with you. V'lo b'karban echachet, but your karban doesn't have a sin, your karban is not disqualified. You have the sin, but not the karban. Amar Mar, we just learned, lo sacher l'shalmo, don't be late to pay it, who v'lo chilufav, that means it, but not the exchange. In the exchange, there's no bal ta'achir. Chilufei mai. What type of exchange are we referring to? What was exchanged? I chilufei olo shlamin. Let's say a guy had an ola and a shlamin, and it got lost, and you brought a different one in its place, and now you found the original one, and you brought it. Understand, these that were brought in their place, Mikra of Karvi, they can still be brought. So if it's his karban, there should be the law, Baal Ta'ach v'Shalmo. Ich lufei chatas, that's what you're talking about, a case of a chatas. The chatas was lost, different animals were in its place, now you found the original chatas. So the misas, it's going to death. You're going to starve it to death. It's one of the five chatos that gets starved. So if it's going to death, certainly there's no law about Acher here, it's going to death. Says the Gemara, Elamai Chilufa, what does it mean in the animal there would be Baal Ta'acher, not in its exchange? In a case of Chilufe Toda, where you had an animal that was a Toda, then it got lost, you made something else of the Toda, then you discovered the original, and the two got mixed up with each other. Since the Torah says, al-zevach ha-toda chalos, since it says ha-toda, on the carbon of the toda you bring the chalos, that's to say that only the original toda gets the loaves, but not its exchange. The Tani Rebchia taught, toda shenes arva b'tmurasa. Let's say a toda got mixed up with its exchange. Now one of them died. So now, if one of them died, so now the one that's left, there's no way to fix it. There's no way to do anything for it. Because, hey, what do you want to do? That this remaining one should be brought and the 40 loaves should be brought with it. Maybe it's the exchange, and the exchange doesn't have bread. We carve it below lechem, bring it without any bread. Maybe it's a toda. I'm not supposed to bring it without the bread. It needs the bread. It would be bal tigra to bring it without the bread. The Gemara now says, Vaha, so if you have this situation of the exchange of a toda, since you can't bring it, why don't I need a pasuk to say there's no Baal Ta'acher? Of course there's no Baal Ta'acher. You can't bring it. Baal Ta'acher means don't be late in bringing it. Here you can't bring it. Amar Rav Shesh has answered, La'olam lamute chilufei olo shlam. This pasuk that says that there's no Baal Ta'acher in the exchange is in reference to the following. When you've exchanged an animal that was an ola for another animal, and made that new animal the ola, made a new animal the shlam. What's the case? Kigon Sha'abra Alav Shnei Regal. Let's say you made an animal in Ola. And then you were late with it. You didn't bring it. Another festival came. Again, you didn't bring it. And then Vahumam. Then this animal got a blemish. Vechilo Al Acher. So now, since it got a blemish, you put the Kiddush on another animal. Now there's another festival that you let go by. So this is why we need the pasuk. So Al kadata chamina would have thought to say, holo mikoch kamakasi, kimanda avrolev shlosh regalim dami, since it came from the first carbon, it's like the first carbon, and we should say that this carbon has had three festivals. Kamashma that not. Ask Marla Rimeir, dama kibin shavar olav regal echad over b'al tzacher. According to Rimeir, says that once one festival goes by, you violate b'al tzacher. Ma'ikol ha-meimar, how are you going to explain this pasuk? Why do we need an exclusion for chilufav, for the exchange? Amar Rav, Rav explained, what's the case? During the festival, the animal that wasn't ola got a blemish. V'chilos, and now you put the kedush on another animal. Now the festival went by and you still haven't brought the carbon. Again, to say without this pasuk. Hold me, call kamakasi. Since it came from an original carbon, commands avra le kule regal dam. It's as if we had a whole festival going by. Now, if it didn't have that, then we learned in the brisa. There'll be a sin in you, but not in your animal. This is the source of achim nafka. We learned it from somewhere else. The time we learned the brisa, achim over, achim say. Maybe a bechor that the year went by should be like that animal that's blemished and be disqualified. That's the pasuk says. Bechor is compared to meiser. My meiser and nifsel mishanel lechaberta. Just like the meiser is not disqualified from 1 year to the next, af bechor and nifsel mishanel lechaberta. So the bechor is not disqualified from 1 year to the next. Yes, the mar no ifsel. I still need the pasuks. Maybe that's true with the Bukhar, because the Bukhar is not a gift and a Bukhar is not a kapara. But kachim that create ratzon, they sacrifice their gift. Maybe lo the ratzon. Maybe once the sin was done with it, it shouldn't be able to create any good feeling. The sin is in you, but it's not in your animal. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue with above tomorrow.